Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Foy steals second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. La Hude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe La Hude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hude is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. La Hude hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith, who is chasing the ball. Alomar reaches third base with a triple. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The slide. Gibson applies the tag. Alomar is out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santiago strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Foy moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alomar. Foy scores. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Pete Ward now playing first base. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santiago hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradford. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Bradford steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair bunts towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. LaHood moves to second. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Russ Gibson. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaHood moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santiago strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to home to get LaHood. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard now catching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.